Hare Krishna, I'll be reading about Sri Ramanand Rai's Samadhi. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramanand Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the Lord that no other devotee's knowledge of Radha Krishna's Madhurya Ras compares with Ramanand Rai's. Although Lord Chaitanya was half the age of 40-year-old Ramanand when they met, the Lord said, "My dear Ramanand, both you and I are madmen, and therefore we meet intimately on an equal level." Outwardly he acted as the governor of Madras, but he was a poet, Sanskrit scholar, a dramatist well-versed in Ras literature, music, singing, dancing. During their 10-day meeting in Vidyanagar, Lord Gauranga and Ramanand Rai discussed all points of Krishna consciousness. Empowered by the Lord, Ramanand answered all questions posed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have given lengthy discourses on talks between the Lord and Ramanand Rai. These talks are called Ramanand Samvag. Ramanand Rai gave a series of answers to Lord Chaitanya's first question, how to attain the ultimate goal of life. He began with Varnashram Dharma and progressed to Karmapana, Karmatyaga, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Radha Bhakti, Prem Bhakti, that is Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, Madhurya Prem, and Radha Prem. He also described Krishna Tattva, Radha Krishna Prem Tattva, and finally Prem Vilas Vivarta, confirming that this was the highest goal of life. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramanand how to attain it. Ramanand Rai said, "Without adopting the mood of the gopis and following in their footsteps, one cannot enter the confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna. There is another way to achieve the service of Radha and Krishna within the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. The gopis don't have any desire for their personal sense enjoyment. Their minds and bodies exist only for Krishna's enjoyment. If one is greedy to taste the nectar of gopi bhav, that is spontaneous loving mood of the gopis, he will give up the world and rituals of Vedic dharma to perform Krishna bhajan. One who worships Sri Krishna on the path of Raganuga bhakti will attain Vrajendra Nandan in Vrindavan. However, one cannot attain the blissful association of Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan by merely following Vidhi Marg, that is the path of serving Krishna by regulative principles. Therefore, one should accept Gopi Bhav and always remember Radha Krishna all day and night." After finishing his talk, Ramanand Rai saw something never seen before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as both Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Seeing this, Ramanand fell unconscious in transcendental bliss. In Jagannath Puri, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, another topmost Rasik Vaishnava, joined Ramanand Rai to intimately serve Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Together, they helped Mahaprabhu taste the loving ecstasies of Madhurya Ras. In his Khambir Leela, Sri Chaitanya would stay up all night enraptured in Srimati Radharani's mood of separation from Shyam Sundar. Singing his own songs and the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidas, Ramanand Rai would delight Lord Gauranga with his enchanting melodies. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt intense pains of separation from Sri Krishna, only Ramanand's talks about Krishna and Swarup Damodar's sweet songs kept him alive. Ramanand Rai was the first person to reveal the deep varieties of ras which Lord Chaitanya privately savored within himself. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the combined form of Rasiraj Mahabhav, Rasiraj Sri Krishna and Mahabhav Swarupini Sri Radha, now appeared in one beautiful dazzling form. Lord Chaitanya once said, "Although I am the renounced order of life, Still, my mind is sometimes disturbed even upon seeing a wooden form of a woman. But Ramanand Rai is greater than me, for he always remains undisturbed even when he touches a young woman. Of course, even in dreams, no one should attempt to imitate the extraordinary behavior of Sri Ramanand Rai. He was teaching young girls, the Devi Dasis, to portray his rus-laden dramas by dancing in the temple for Lord Jagannath's pleasure. He would also bathe, massage, and dress the bodies of the beautiful girls. In all of creation, only Ramanand Rai possesses this quality of total self-control and absolute detachment. Upon meeting Bhavanand Rai, the father of Ramanand, Lord Gauranga said, "Indeed, you are Pandu, and your five sons, Ramanand, Gopinath, Vaninath, Kalanathi, Sudhanathi, are the five Pandavas. Although sometimes called Arjun, Ramanand Rai eternally serves Radha Gopinath as Lalita Sakhi. Some Gaudiyas say he is Vishakha Sakhi. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Thank you, Hare Krishna."
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.